Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another brand new episode of the show. Today's episode features the Burney Sisters out of Columbia, Missouri. Really talented young ladies, and they've got a brand new EP called Letter to You, available everywhere digitally. Be sure to shop at iHeartBS.com and get yourself some new music, t-shirts, and all that other fun stuff up there in their merch store. We had a lot of fun recording this episode. We even did two songs live acoustic that turned out pretty decent for the over Zoom. So be sure to give them a listen. And one of them's even an unreleased brand new one. So I'm excited about that. But with that out of the way, let me tell you about my wonderful sponsors keeping this show going. Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri. You can shop at, I think you can go on there and order some wine and whiskey. I think Brian's even doing some porch deliveries during this time. So visit nakedvine.net and see how you can make that happen. And then be sure to support them once this is all over with and get some live music going over there again. Also, big thank you to Roughneck Beard Company. You can shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com today. You can also use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off during checkout. So be sure to check them out because you don't want to come out of quarantine looking all rough. You can get yourself cleaned up, get some beard oil, beard balms, get some junk powder, whatever you need. It's all over there at roughneckbeardcompany.com. And also a big thank you to Heil Sound for making this show sound great. Visit heilsound.com for some brand new gear and get yourself hooked up. Also, if you haven't yet, feel free to reach out to my email, rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you all. Let me know what you're listening to. If you have some requests for some upcoming episodes, a guest you'd like to hear on the show. If you would like a shirt, a hat, anything else, would love to help get that to you. Again, rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com. Everything else, rockpaperpodcast.com. So with that out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy this new episode with the Burney Sisters.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hello, we're the Burney Sisters, and you're watching Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Scissors beat paper, paper covers rock. Rock beat scissors, Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today on Zoom with the Burney Sisters.
Welcome
back to the show, girls.
Yeah, thank you. We're glad to be back. It's been a while since we were on here.
Yeah, January 2018 was the last time we appeared on the show, and so it's kind of crazy to think about. It's been that long already.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy.
That was a fun time though, hanging out there at the music shop there in town and up in Columbia. And
that's right, we could still go places.
Right. Yeah. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Throwback. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're all still in lockdown and all this stuff, so we have to do this over Zoom. But hopefully, we can all hang out again soon and do fun stuff.
Go to shows, play shows and stuff.
Yeah. That's, I guess that's a good
Good start to, we did just have a brand new EP, and you all were supposed to be here in St. Louis playing back in March at Blueberry Hill in the Duck Room, and of course that had to be canceled due to all the virus, and you know, it's been a rough time, but we're all getting through it, you know.
We are. Yeah. I'm really missing seeing people and playing shows and stuff. Especially, I was really bummed about the Blueberry Hill Duck Room show, because that was like, we had a bunch of people who were interested in going, and we were like really like pushing that to try and like sell it out or get as many people as we could there. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But luckily, I think hopefully we'll be, you know, soon, hopefully we'll be back to playing and be able to make that up and have properly party.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I have been enjoying the Facebook Live concerts on Saturday nights and stuff. So at least we're getting to see and hear you play and getting to get some sort of, you know, engagement with the fans.
Yeah. At least I'm glad we still get to at least do that. But it's not really the same as live concerts, of course.
Right.
But you know, it's fun. Like, people put them on their TVs and stuff. They connect them to like computers and all this kind of stuff, and dance in their living rooms and watch with their families, which is really cool to hear.
Yeah, I feel the same way about doing the podcast over here over Zoom like this. Like, it's the same kind of thing, I think, like, where it's still cool, you know, I get to see you and hear you and everything, but we don't have that, you know, physical connection, you know, as like being in the same room together. And so, you know, just like same thing you rely on as a performer, you know, when you when you're in engagement with your fans and stuff, it's you know, it's not quite the same when it's you know, a text version of it. So
It's all about energy. Like, even if you're just talking in a room, you know, for your podcasts and stuff like that, I totally get it. Like, it's the whole energy of, you know, being in the same room as each other.
Yeah. But it's, like I said, it's working, you know, for now, for the all circumstances and stuff. We're still having fun with it, but, I did really enjoy the one Saturday night. And it was fun to hear some of the different covers coming out too in those sets. Like, you guys busted out Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah.
Emma even did a solo version of Murder in the City. That sounded really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Rhiannon is, of course, a popular favorite. And it's just cool to see, like, as your cover catalog has grown too and stuff, and all the different things that are coming out in those sets.
Yeah, we've been learning two covers a week lately so that we can get them out and put them online and stuff. So we have certain days that we do that. And we're just trying to get out as much content as we can, you know, right now to kind of stay relevant so that, you know, when this is all over, we'll have more fans, you know, that are paying attention to us from the covers and stuff like that. And people won't, like, forget about us in quarantine. You know?
All right. Yeah. We can never forget about you all.
Oh,
so how does that go about? Like, do you all you know, does somebody just pitch an idea like, hey, what about this song, or how, what goes through the, what's the criteria to pick a proper cover song?
So lately we basically, since we have been trying to do covers every week, since it's been like a priority of ours, we made a list of all the songs that we wanted to do, and we looked up songs online and stuff like that, and you know, we just put them on each week. We put three different ones, and you know, it's weird because some covers, you know, people can tell us to cover this. Oh, I think your voice will sound nice on this. Or like, even, you know, when somebody requests a song for a wedding or something, and some songs just don't fit no matter what we do. And it's just really hard. So we have three each week just so that we could like swap it out with another one if one of them doesn't work. So we made a list of some covers that we wanted to do. We have like, we definitely want to do Carole King. We want to do, what else? Like,
there's a huge list.
We're wanting to do a Cure song. I don't know. There's like this huge list of songs to do. So
yeah. I just think it's fun. I enjoy, you know, sometimes you guys keep it close to the original, but also love when you take your own version of it and stuff and kind of make it your own, and like, especially being acoustic or, you know, whatever it is, like your own different version of it. And so I enjoy that stuff and seeing that, hearing the different covers.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great. So we mentioned Letter to Me. This is would have been the it is out there, but this would have been the party we were celebrating in March. Was for this brand new EP or album? It's a long EP, I guess, huh? Right?
Yeah, I think it's six songs, and it's Letter to You EP.
All right. Letter to You. I think I said me, right?
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah, letter to you. This came out in March and available now digitally streaming everywhere. And I guess we have physical copies on the website and stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, the website is iheartbs.com. So that's where you can find all that.
Right. And we're gonna play one from the record. Is that correct?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
I'll have to tune this right back up because I had it in a different tuning for the other song.
Oh, well, we can do that one first if we want.
Okay.
Whatever is easiest. I'm all for it.
Okay. This is called Everyone I've Loved Before. And I wrote this in my bedroom like a couple of weeks ago. And I've been writing a bunch in quarantine. I actually wrote two songs today, if you count me writing one at like 1 a.m. yesterday.
That's so pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I just like messing around with guitar stuff and then the words just come. So, yeah.
So this is a unreleased brand new song due out in May or something, I think, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So it's going to come out on the end of May, and we're recording this in our basement, just like the Letter to You EP. And we've just been recording every week a different song and then adding more stuff to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
As quiet as if you never said nothing at all. I turned on my porch light, getting soaked as I watched the rain fall. I guess this is the moment I tell you. You need to go home. As I watch your car pull out of the drive, I wish I was driving. Everyone I loved before took it all. Much sense of it, why he cared the way he did, the things you say when you're a kid. I never meant it. When I owned the house in the city that made me look rich, I sold all my clothes and sleep and still dress as my bed was so big I could never fall asleep on my own. So I quit my job, I changed my number, and I caught a ride home. Everyone I've loved before took it all and they wanted more, but I could never give them more. Before I walked out the door, could never make much sense of it, why he cared the way he did, the things you say when you're a kid. I never meant anything.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this song because we used a lot of third part harmony and stuff like that. So I'm really excited, to get us all in there and little sister in the band.
Yeah. I have not yet to see all three of you perform together yet. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it besides the videos online, but I have not been able to see a live show yet. I think the last time I got to see you all live was, October? Roots and Blues? I think that was last time we all got to hang out.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
So it's been a little while now, which that was what a weekend that was, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man, that weekend was really crazy. I have a lot of anxiety and whenever things are really moving fast and stuff, I get really freaked out. And so that whole day was all right, you have to go play here, play with the band, get on at this time, make sure we get all the people sound checked. And then we have to go over to the meet and greet. And then we have to go back and get food and then make sure we say bye to all the band. And I don't know, it was crazy. And went all day, but it was nice at the end of the night. We got to watch Jason Isbell, and that was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, so good. Him and Amanda.
Yes, yeah. I love Amanda Shires. She got to meet Amanda Shires.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just supposed to see her at Off Broadway on April 29th, and then of course this all had to it got rescheduled to April 29th, 21 now, so I have to wait a whole another year to be able to see her.
That's insane.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it. We'll have a great time, and yeah, just kind of I was really looking forward to seeing her in a small venue like Off Broadway compared to, you know, being out there in the field with everybody. So
yeah, right. She's such a nice storyteller. I love her whole vibe. And like we were on the side stage while she was playing, like watching her, and like I just like waved to her on stage, and she was like,
yeah.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway from that weekend, one that really shocked me was Maren Morris. Like, I kind of knew some of her stuff, but I didn't really know a lot about her, you know, and then I really enjoyed her performance and her storytelling also, and just became a big fan after that evening. So,
yeah, that's really cool. We actually weren't able to see her at Roots and Blues, which is kind of a bummer, but I heard that she was really, really good.
Yeah. Is there anybody you happened to discover that you really, really enjoyed?
There was John Prine.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. John Prine is a legend and amazing. But I think somebody that I found, like, figured out there. Lucas Nelson. Oh, yeah. Lucas Nelson was really good.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Lucas. I've been following him for several years. Actually, I was I have a fun story. Like, there was a night the Cardinals were in the World Series. And Lucas came to town, and that was 2011, I believe it was, the last time. And then, like, so it was that time when David Fries hit the home run, and they put it into game six and or whatever it was. Obviously, I'm not super up on my Cardinal baseball stuff, but I know that was going on that night. And so Lucas, like, paused his show because everybody wanted to watch the Cardinal game, and so they put it on like this big screen, and then as soon as the game was over, fireworks are going off at the stadium right next door, and it's just like electric downtown. And then Lucas took the stage at Old Rock House and put on an incredible show, and it was such a fun night, like just being in the city and then at that show. And so I've been following Lucas probably 9-10 years now, so it's been fun to watch him grow as a performer and everything.
Yeah, he was great. One person, people had been telling me about this band like forever, and so I was like, I guess I gotta go and see them. But it was the Black Pumas, and they were so good. Like, I just really, really enjoy their performance.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was another one too for me. Like, that was the first time getting to see them live. I've been hearing the name a little bit before that, and then I was definitely blown away by their performance that night. So, and I got to meet Eric, their lead singer and stuff, and afterwards, and so that was cool to. That's so it's.
Oh my gosh! I wish I would have gotten to meet them. That sounds
awesome. That's kind of what's fun about that weekend too. It's just like it seems like everybody's just kind of hanging out. I mean, like, not like every single artist, but there's a lot of them just kind of hanging out and, like, you know, the meet and greet tents or whatever it is. So it's like, it's kind of a little more relaxed, and you can have that kind of experience meeting one of your favorites like that.
Yeah. The year before last year, I met Margot Price backstage at the hospitality tent, which was so awesome. And she was wearing these really cute overalls, and I was wearing overalls too. And I was like, hey, I like your overalls. And she was like, hey, I like yours. And she was like, is this vegan?
Yeah. Well, I also wanted to bring up a moment, speaking of live, and it's been a minute now, and I think forget what the date was on it, but me and my mom drove up to Columbia to see you all perform at Rose the evening we were shooting the Where We Stand music video.
Yeah.
So I wanted to I was
I love that picture. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. I remember, so my mom passed in December, and but she was a giant fan of you girls, and
she was amazing. You know,
I was so honored to be able to meet her.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. So anyway, I cherish that moment and that that picture and stuff we have of all of us together. That was a really fun day, and I wish there was a lot more of those days, but so it stinks that she's no longer here with us, but she had a lot of fun watching you all perform and really enjoyed seeing what you guys do and grow and everything. So
yeah,
thanks for saying that. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing everything with us, and like I said, that was a fun day and stuff, taking a little drive to up there to be part of the experience. And the video turned out great too. Like I really enjoy obviously seeing the final product now. It's been out there for a while, but
yeah,
with the vans and everything, and just like it was really really well done. So with Carl did that, right?
Carl Bussin. He's brilliant. Love him.
Yeah, big shout out to Carl for that. And
yeah, for sure.
But I really enjoy the videos. I mean, we you've all been keeping very active with those. We have several out there. Make me happy video and the skating rink and stuff, and which was a lot of fun and things, and obviously getting your buddies, the K brothers, involved. And
so. I think they've been involved in every one of our videos except for, or I guess two videos, with Carl, but they weren't in the Unbearable video. Oh my gosh, this is Luke's. So Tanner. The Running Away video.
Yeah.
The cable of her?
They weren't.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, we have four music videos now. That's weird. We did our last one with Colin,
Colin and Matt Black.
Yeah, and what's the name of their
LV Creative?
Yeah, LV Creative. There you go. Yeah. I feel terrible about that. But yeah, no, they were amazing, and we did that like in that field or whatever with a bunch of snow, and everyone was super freezing, and we didn't get to wear gloves because we were like playing the music or whatever. But that was very, very cold. But it turned out really well, and I'm really happy with it.
So sweet, but behind closed doors, no one's just had it come off before. Guess the joke is on me. I still want every part what I see, and I caught a cab on the side of town. Thought I'd see you when I passed your house. Guess you skipped town by the looks of your empty home. Whatever you want, I'll obtain it for you. Well, I never did anything strange, but I wanted you to. On and on and on again, well, I'll be dead. It's unbearable, and I just can't stand. Once upon a time, I fell in love with a man. He was half good as you, but I understand. Why I feel like I do. Well, he broke my heart, like most of them do. That's why I'm so afraid to come up to you. Guess I better take a stand. Or I'll be lost till I take my last breath. Whatever you want, I'll obtain it for you. Well, I never did anything strange, but I wanted you to. On and on and on again, well, I'll be damned. It's unbearable and I just can't stand it. And what can I do to make you want me to? Say to make you feel the same. What can I do? What can I do? What can I say?
Yeah, the and who are the couple dancing for the Unbearable video?
So it is Victoria, right? And then I think it's Jose.
Yes,
Victoria, yeah. And Jose, and they are from the Missouri Contemporary Ballet Academy, or you know, whatever that's called. Yeah, but they were wonderful, and they were just doing this routine that they were practicing for an upcoming show, but they did that in the background. It just added this whole awesome thing to it.
Yeah, very well done, and I really enjoyed you know, it's obviously a very serious song, and then having the black and white just kind of catches that tone properly, and really, really well done. And but I really enjoy all the videos; they're all fun and like in their own way. And it was nice to see, like, obviously you girls can have a good time with the, you know, Make Me Happy video like that, and then you can have something a little more serious also with Unbearable. So it's, you know, it's nice right. to have both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you haven't checked them out, check out, be sure to subscribe to the Bernie Sisters on YouTube for all the professional music videos, along with all the, you know, just hanging out at the house, all the cover videos and stuff. You guys put quite a bit of content out there on the YouTube channel. So it's a lot of fun to keep up with.
Yeah.
So, speaking of your friends, the K Brothers, I think since we last did the show, you both have joined the band now, and I think like St. Patrick's Day, maybe last time I saw you, over a year ago now, last time I saw the K Brothers and along with the Bernie Sisters at the Bootleg in St. Louis.
Oh yeah,
we didn't play with them there.
We didn't play for St. Patty's Day, but we did play at the Bootleg with them.
Or maybe it was another day. I know I saw them like two times, pretty close together there.
Was it the sold out one or the one before? Maybe.
I don't remember. Anyway, whatever. I know it was at Bootleg, but I think I believe it was Emma's first time like playing in the band as with the violin. I think that night though, something like that.
That was actually at the Mission in Jefferson City a long time before we went to the Bootleg.
Yeah, it's always different.
Yeah. But I think, well, or maybe it was pretty brand new then, I guess. But I know I remember having a discussion with Pat about how all that came to be, you know, how like you two joined in the band and stuff. And so it was just fun to see the two coming together and work so well. I mean, obviously, you know, you all have jammed and stuff, but it's just fun that now we have like the brothers and sisters band going, and it's been a ton of fun to watch, and especially I enjoy, you know, of course, I've always enjoyed Jake's high kicks and stuff, but now seeing Olivia doing synchronized high kicks with him and stuff is a lot of fun.
Double the fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. But those guys are such a good time. They're and great dudes. So really,
they really feel like family, and they're really, you know, it just, I feel like Pat is just like a dad figure to us, and, you know, just all of the boys, they're just so kind and sweet, and they're just a joy to be around all the time, and they're always looking out for us, making sure that we're safe, you know. Not
you want to play another live one?
Yeah, sure. We're gonna play Regret, Love or Me from the Letter to You album.
Well, you're dreadful when it rains, and if I knew the way it made you feel, I'd stop it all together, dear. Well, I'm off in the saddle, but you've got to move on. I was hoping maybe I could help that. Well, you are halfway bad when you're asking me if I'm alright. But it's not like I'm asking you to be my wife. Well, it's not the rain that you hate or the memories you made in this town you want to leave. Well, then where else could you be? And if you had the chance, would you leave me in a glance without thoughts of regret or love on me? You feel trapped in your own body, and perhaps I feel the same. I wanna know how you've dealt with it so long. Maybe it's not you, but it's the place that you call home. You're settled down, but you never wanted to be. Well, you aren't halfway bad when you're asking me if I'm alright. But it's not like I'm asking you to be my wife. Well, it's not the rain that you hate or the memories you made in this town you wanna leave. Well, then where could you be? And if you had the chance, would you leave me in a glance without thoughts of regret or love for me? I
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's this is fun. I'm really I didn't know how the live would turn out, but I'm glad it sounds great. So
yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. So you can if you enjoy that, you can head on over to Spotify or wherever you're getting your digital music at, and you can stream that right now. You can also head over to iHeartBS.com and purchase a physical copy of A Letter to You and a t-shirt and all kinds of fun stuff. And I noticed there's even some drawings, some prints. Is that who did those?
Yes. So Emma sketched John Lennon and Stevie Nicks to put on there. That's on the store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the store. And then some of my paintings that I scanned. So
nice. Yeah. I enjoy all of it. Like I said, it's cool to see along with the, you know, art as of the music, but you're also the physical art of the different drawings and stuff. And so getting creative in all kinds of ways.
Definitely. Yeah. Especially now I've been doing a lot of art and I've been sending out letters to people, you know, and like decorating them and stuff and making collages from like magazines from the 70s and stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I did see, I think mom posted a picture online of the three of you sitting around eating Doritos.
Yeah.
And your Doritos club. And I brought my own Doritos.
Oh, Cool Ranch Doritos. Yeah. Those are the best ones. Those spicy ones are the best.
So I was hoping I could be in the club too.
Yes.
Tell them to hold them up because we need to pick. Hold them up. Yeah, I got it.
We ate all our Doritos because, you know, that's just how we be. But
yeah, it just made me laugh that all three of you had your own giant bag of Doritos. And so.
Yeah, our dad, he comes by to visit us sometimes, and he brings like snacks and stuff, you know, like outside. And then that day, he was like, "I brought you all your own Doritos, you know." Thanks.
So you said Cool Ranch, that's your favorite, or are you? What?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cool Ranch is really, really good. It would have to be that, and like the spicy ones are my favorite.
Yeah. I like those sweet chili ones. Those are really good too. I just had some of those also recently. And but yeah, big fan of Doritos and all their products.
Yeah. Sponsor us, Doritos.
Yeah.
I said on the phone, like hashtag sponsors.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking, you know, like obviously with you know, endorsement deals or whatever, you know, we got your cereal boxes and stuff with different athletes on it and different whatever it might be. And so when you know, when the Bernie sisters become huge here in a little bit, what would you like to see? What's the product that you would like to be on? Is there would it be a bag of Doritos or a cereal box, or is there something that comes to mind that you'd love to see the Bernie sisters on?
Kombucha would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, here's our dog.
This is Willow.
Obviously Doritos.
Yeah.
Doritos, of course. But yeah, kombucha for sure. Like GTs or like Health Aid or something like that.
Yeah.
Over so you can get your vegetable chips.
Yeah. They're obsessed with like these vegetable chips at Clover's, like the natural foods market.
No, I haven't had them in a while because of quarantine.
We ordered them like a week ago. So waiting for the call to go over there and get them. But
yeah. I speaking of your pup, I think it's crazy because your pup looks very similar to mine.
Really?
We have a Java. She's like we've had her in 6 years now. She's a rescue, and she's a pit boxer mix. But she has a lot very similar markings in the brindle coat and a very similar size and everything. So I remember seeing pictures online. I was like, she looks just like Java. So.
Yeah, I think I saw like when you posted a picture of her on one of mom's posts or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, they do look similar.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of fun that I don't know, it's just like, you know, kind of weird when somebody else posts a picture and you're like, hey, is that my dog? You know, it's like,
yeah. That's, all right. I think we need to bring this into the Zoom.
Yeah.
Will was trying to sniff it.
Oh, like, yeah.
Cinnamon rolls that our mom has made.
Thanks.
You can eat it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes. Thanks, Mom.
I've been, that's one thing, you know, I've been enjoying in during quarantine is just cooking a lot more. Having a lot of free time to try different recipes and different things. And so I made some cinnamon rolls from scratch the other day. And
great.
It was quite the process, but I was really happy with how they turned out, and they were quite tasty.
Good.
Great. We can give you our address if you like.
She said we can give you our address if you
yeah,
like.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, I have been making a lot of, like, cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
We have, like, our food delivered to us in a freezer, so now I don't even we just got it restocked, like, for the first time in a few months. So I don't really need to do it, like, cook or bake. From scratch anymore, but I mean, like, I was making like brownies and stuff, and
yeah, she made like chocolate, like peanut butter brownies with chocolate, which were so good. And then also, in the freezer thing, they sent us with some lemon, like white chocolate cookies, which sounds like a really weird, like, combination, but they were the best, they were so good.
And now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, me too.
I had a couple of questions for you girls, and so here's one. If you were a superhero, what would be your name and your superpower?
Keith Richards.
What's another your name or your superpower?
My name would be Keith Richards, and I would be able to turn into a rat whenever I please.
A rat. Amazing. I would. We have this, like, running joke, you know, the joke about, like, the Karens and then, like, live, laugh, love, like, the signs in the squirrely font or whatever. And so I kind of just go by Liv, like, instead of Olivia. Most times, my friends call me that, and then so they say live, laugh, love, L-I-V, laugh, love. So I would be the superhero, live, laugh, love. Have the
ability to make Karen cuts, but like
Karen cuts, or just make like a bunch of like signs, like gather, you know? Yeah, those signs. Whenever I see those, I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah. there's some pretty good memes about all that stuff online, so it's the internet's kind of ruthless with that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's see. Okay, so you get to front the band for one song. And so what's your choice? What's the band and what's the song?
Fleetwood Mac Rhiannon.
Yeah. I would, that's a hard one. Probably like the Ayer Brothers, or no, I would want to do a duet with Phoebe Bridgers, and I would want to sing You Missed My Heart.
There we go.
Yeah, that's mine.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
What's a song that always gets stuck in your head?
Chicken Attack. Have you ever heard that?
Chicken Attack?
No, you need to, after this, you need to look that up.
All right.
Like it's this like ridiculous like parody on some kind of
I don't know. It's this weird video, and they just think they made up this old song.
It's really interesting. Can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
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 I would say for me, me and Bella sing this all the time around the house, but Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley, like all the time, the chorus.
Yes.
We sing that all the time. Kiss me, please kiss me. Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to get just like one line or, you know, like something like that, just like a piece of a song, and it just gets stuck in my head on a loop. And then like, so it's not like the whole song or anything. It's just like one line, and then it'll just repeat all day until I go crazy. And
yeah, that totally happens to me. And then like, I don't know the rest of the words, like to the rest of it, and I can't get it stuck in my head. So it's like just that one line because I know what it says. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your strangest fear?
There is one, but I don't know why I can't think of it right now.
This is more of like a pet peeve, I guess, than a fear, but like one word that really like skeeves me out is serenity. I don't know why. I'm just like, serenity, like, ew. I don't know why. It's just like totally irrational.
We were watching, it's like a newer version of the Blair Witch Trials the other day. And at some point in the movie, she gets like stuck under the house. And it's just
that was a tiny Blair Witch one.
Yeah, it was like a tiny little tunnel just made out of dirt underneath the house, and it's completely pitch black. And like she is trying to pull herself through, but she's like bigger than the actual hole, but she has to get through anyway.
Yeah, and it's like also filled with water. So it's like super like nerve wracking and like gives you anxiety. But I guess like small confined spaces, I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've been watching 911. It's on Fox with me and Stacy. Been watching that show together. And there was, I think it was last week or something, there was like one, it's with this, and I think it was, I don't know if this necessarily was based on the true story, but I know I've heard stories similar to this. So, a boy had fell in like a well, and like, so, and he like was just big enough for his shoulders. And then they had to like go down, they had to dig down at next to that and then go over to rescue him because they couldn't, you know, fit down in there. And plus they didn't want anything to, you know, happen to get stuck or whatever. And so anyway, it was just like the whole episode was like inside of a little tunnel like that. And all that, it was just like, I'm like freaking out just watching it. And like, it was like, I'm with you. Like, it was like, gave me anxiety just watching the show. So.
Yeah, and you just like, you don't want to watch. You're just like, I'm just in this constant state of like being freaked out.
Like, we watched Kill Bill, and when she gets buried like in the grave, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What's a movie or TV show you wish you were in?
It's like you watch movies and you love them, but you don't wish that that was your real life, you know?
Yeah.
I really have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Nothing coming to mind.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Not at the moment. I mean, we've been watching Portlandia lately, which is really fun. I just like, it's good for my, because I have a really short attention span, and so like, you know, each episode is like three different skits or more than that or whatever, so that's nice.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Fred Armisen. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Yeah, funny guy. Well, very cool. So we got new music on the way. We're starting with, so that'd just be the single then, right? At the coming out in May here?
Yes. Yeah, that will be a single at the end of May, probably like Yeah, I'm not sure which date yet, but we'll have it done by the end of May.
And, right.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing there's more on the way. I mean, you just wrote two this morning, you said, so I'm guessing there'll be a lot more new music coming soon.
Oh, for sure. We've recorded, I think, two songs in the last couple of weeks downstairs. And yeah, one is called You're So Great, which we're actually changing the name because that's, I don't know. I feel like it could be better than that, but Everyone I've Loved Before, in that one. And then we have loads of other songs that I've written that we still need to, like arrange and stuff like that so that we can get it out.
Yeah. So you've got to do some, you know, recording in different studios and stuff, and now at your home. And is there a preference? I mean, I guess it's got to be pretty convenient just to go downstairs and record when you feel like it. And
yeah, it is. It's very convenient. There are like different pros and cons because, you know, when we go to, we recorded Make Me Happy in Centro Cellars, which is Will Reeves' studio in Columbia. And, you know, he's got all the equipment, you know, he's got like different basses and organs and like xylophones and all that sort of stuff, which is really cool because, you know, when we're recording downstairs, we have to use what we already have in the house, you know, which we have a lot of instruments, so that's actually, it's not that bad, but, you know, it's always cool to try another instrument and stuff that you haven't used before and, you know, see if it works on its own.
Yeah, man. I think that's the most fun is like just getting, you know, creative and like grabbing, you know, like I was saying, a different instrument might create some kind of different idea. Like, what about if we try this or do, you know, whatever it is. And that's where,
right.
You know, you never know where it might go.
Yeah, totally. And we've been trying to use like in Everyone I've Loved Before, we just had like a huge storm the other day here and there was a bunch of rain and stuff. So John took his mic outside in the garage and he recorded it because there's like this one like little line about rain. So he's going to put it in the beginning. And I can't wait to hear what that sounds like.
Yeah. There was a moment on the show years ago, my buddy Jackson Howard came on the show and we played some songs like on the back porch, just like hanging out and did like kind of song swap with another writer, Anthony. And in the moment, there was a song he wrote about like going through the woods and like meeting this girl. Like they used to like have like a, they'd ride their bikes or whatever and they meet by the river or something like that. And so he's singing a song and like, obviously we're outside recording. So there's like bugs and different things that got picked up on the recording. So it was really like added a cool effect to it. And then he goes and cuts his record and he puts like a very similar bug sound effects throughout the, you know, in the beginning of the song, kind of like that. So it's cool to kind of set that mood a little bit, you know, like where you're actually like in that situation and stuff. So I think and the rain could be a nice touch to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like to record demos outside. I just recorded a demo of one of my songs to like send to a friend of mine and I was sitting outside and like listening back to it, you can hear like the wind and like birds and stuff and like the wind chimes. It was really nice.
Yep.
I liked how it was. We might even just put some of the like, you know, just demos on the album, you know, just to like really be authentic, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. I'm excited to hear some more. I really enjoyed the new EP, Letter to You. I listened to it twice last night. I busted out my Nintendo 64 the other day and I've been playing some of my old school games. And so I was sitting around last night playing and listening to the album. So I might be the only guy that listened to the Bernie Sisters while playing Nintendo 64, but it was
fun.
Right.
That's so cool.
It was fun. So, but anyway, I appreciate you girls doing this. It was a lot of fun getting to hang and getting to see you. Because, like I said, it's been too long, but hopefully we can all catch up soon and at a show or something.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to be able to play live shows again.
I'll get this cleaned up and posted soon for everybody. But thank you again for doing this. And like I said, hopefully we'll be hanging out here shortly. But you all have fun and tell Mom I said hey.
Okay, all right, I will.
All right, bye, girls.
Bye. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.